Hang on, let me just pick up the paper.
Excuse me, would you mind watching my bag for a minute?
Yeah, no problem.
Let's go.
Well, I gotta watch this guy's bag.
For how long? I'm
sure I'll be back in a second. Messed up. Excuse me, sir, would you mind watching my bag for a second?
Why? So I can stand here like an idiot not knowing if you'll ever come back?
Where are you going?
Should be this guy's friend. New clothes?
Yeah, I did some shopping. Some
new clothes?
Shopping? Mm. How about you, man?
Strange. For new pants, there's noticeable wear on the buttocks of those chinos. Wait, those are the clothes from the bag.
The guy never came back.
He asked you to watch them, not wear them.
I'm still watching them.
You look like a tourist.
Let me ask you something. When do you start to worry about ear hair?
When you hear like a soft rustling.
Puberty that never stops. Ear puberty, nose puberty, knuckle puberty. You gotta be vigilant.
All right. Let me ask you this. You know where Walker Street is downtown? I got a league meeting there.
Oh, right. The new job. How is it?
I love it. New office, new salary. I'm the new Wilhelm.
So who's the new you?
I got an intern from Francis Lewis High.
His name is Keith. He comes in Mondays after school.
I'm sorry, I'm late. Have you ordered yet?
No.
I'll be right back.
Where are you meeting these women? When they get off the bus at the Port Authority?
Right here, George. In here. Try opening this up. You'll find the biggest dating scene in the world.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
Where's Jerry?
Oh, well, he's in the shower. You want me to get him?
No. Actually, I kind of need to speak to you.
Oh. Well, let's sit down.
Kramer, remember that whole deal with you selling Peterman your stories for his book and then he gave them back to you?
Vaguely.
Well, I was kind of short on material and I put them in the book anyway.
You put my life stories in his autobiography?
Kramer, listen, it is such a stupid book. It doesn't matter.
Oh, sure it matters. Wow. I've broken through, huh? Yeah, I'm part of popular culture now. Listen, I'd like to thank Mr. Peter.
He's doing a book signing at Walden Books this afternoon.
Walden Books? That's a major chain, huh?
Hey, Jerry, I'm going to Walden Books.
Oh, get out!
All right, let's go.
Mr. Lippman, right. How are you?
Well, I'm not bad, not bad.
What are you doing here?
I work for Pundit Publishing. This is our book.
Oh.
Maybe you can call it that. Why is it every half-wit and sitcom star has his own book out now?
Hey, buddy. Remember me? You're that gangly fellow we bought the stories from.
Yeah, I'm just here to do my part. What's your name, Don?
Who are you?
Well, I'm the real Peterman.
All right, playtime's over.
See? There's enough juice here to keep us all fat and giggly.
I can't bring somebody from the top off this muffin.
That was me. I'm sorry. I don't like the stumps.
So you just eat the tops?
Oh, yeah. It's the best part. It's crunchy. It's explosive.
Mm-hmm.
It's where the muffin breaks free of the pan and sort of does its own thing. I'll tell you, that's a $1 million idea right there. To sell the tops.
Okay, let's go, Slim. That's enough.
I have a right to be here. Come on. These are my fans. Hey, you're hurting my elbow.
Try looking up, Hayseed. You want a sightsee? Get on a bus.
Please don't think all New Yorkers are so rude.
No, actually, I'm...
I'm Mary Ann. I work for the New York Visitor Center. Where are you visiting from?
Little Rock, Arkansas.
That looks new.
So get this. Peterman has his henchmen forcefully eject me from the book signing. Like I'm some sort of maniac.
Yeah, that's too bad.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
No. Don't give me that. I know you. Something's wrong. What is it? What happened?
I did something stupid.
What'd you do?
Well, I was shaving.
Yeah?
And I noticed an asymmetry in my chest hair. And I was trying to even it out. And the next thing I knew, good.
Don't you know you're not supposed to poke around down there?
Well, women do it. Well, women do it.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll pick you up a sundress and a parasol, and you can just sashay your pretty little self around the town square. Well, what am I going to tell Alex?
Listen to me. You don't tell anybody about this. No one. You hear me?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jerry shaved his chest.
Hey! I forgot. Never mind.
Come out the beach this weekend.
Well, you couldn't pay me enough to go to the beach on a weekend. I mean, it's hard enough
right,
to park.
Right. Wow, is that a Mexican hairless? I love those. Oh, hairless. This is where it's at. It's so much smoother and cleaner.
Really?
Top of the muffin to you?
Top of the muffin to you. Elaine!
Mr. Lipton?
So you're pretending to be a tourist?
It's beautiful. She makes all the plans. I'm not from around here, so it's okay if I'm stupid. And she knows I'm only in town visiting, so there's no messy breakups.
How do you explain your apartment?
I got a hotel room.
You moved into a hotel?
Well, I don't know anyone here, Jerry. Where else am I going to stay?
So get this, we're in the park today. Alex goes wild for this hairless dog.
So?
So, I figured since she likes one hairless animal, why not another?
Oh, really? Yes. Hey, you tell her you shaved it?
Are you nuts? I don't want her to think I'm one of those low-rise briefs guys who shaves his chest.
Hey, Jerry! I'm starting a Peterman reality bus tour! Check it out!
Reality tour.
The last thing this guy's qualified to give a tour of is reality.
This is my idea. You stole my idea.
Man, these ideas are all in the air. Oh. They're in the air.
Oh, well, then, if that air is coming out of this face, then it is my air and my idea.
You want a muffin or not?
Peach. So notice you don't have much of an accent.
Yeah, my parents have it. Sometimes it skips a generation.
Look, George, I'm really enjoying spending time with you, but I'm not sure this is going to work out. At some point, you're going back to your job at Tyler Chicken and your three-legged dog, Willie. And I'm still going to be here.
Well, what if I told you I'm thinking of moving here?
George, no offense, but this city would eat you alive.
You're moving to New York? That's fantastic. I can see you all the time now.
Eat me alive, huh? We'll see who can make it in this town.
What is it she thinks you can't do?
Find a job? Get an apartment?
How did you do those things?
Oh, my, they're done. All I have to do now is redo. You know, if you take everything I've accomplished in my entire life and condense it down into one day, it looks decent.
Hey, what were you doing with that bus yesterday?
Here you go. Check it out.
The real Peterman reality bus tour. I'm confused.
The Peterman book is big business. People want to know the stories behind the stories.
Nobody wants to go on a 3-hour bus tour of a totally unknown person's life.
I'm only charging $37.50, plus you get a pizza, bagel, and dessert.
What's dessert?
Bite-sized Three Musketeers. Just like the real Peterman eats.
He eats those?
No, I eat those. I'm the real Peterman.
Wait a minute. I think I understand this. J. Peterman is real. His biography is not. Now, you, Kramer, are real.
Talk to me.
But your life is Peterman's. Now, the bus tour, which is real, takes you to places that, while they are real, they are not real in the sense that they did not really happen to the real Peterman, which is you.
Understand?
Yeah, it's $37.50 for Three Musketeers.
Elaine, I'm in over my head. Nobody likes my muffin tops.
So? What do you want me to do about it?
You're the muffin top expert. Tell me what I'm doing wrong.
Mr. Lippman, when I worked for you at Pendant Publishing, I believed in you, you know, as a man of integrity. But when I saw you in that paper hat and that apron...
What if I cut you in for 30% of the profits?
Deal. Here's your problem. You're making just the muffin tops.
What do you mean?
You gotta make the whole muffin. Then you pop the top, toss the stuff. Yeah.
So what do we do with the bottoms?
I'll give them to a soup kitchen.
It's a good idea.
And one more thing. Do you really think we need the exclamation point? Because it's not top of the muffin to you.
No, it is.
Hey, Jerry. Lady Gillette. What's going on?
Hey, what? Can't I get a moment's peace?
What are you doing to yourself?
I can't stop. Alex thinks I'm naturally hairless.
What? You can't keep this up. Don't you know what's going to happen? Every time you shave it, it's going to come in thicker and fuller and darker.
Oh, that's an old wives' tale.
Is it? Look at this.
What is this?
Look at it. It's all me. I shaved there when I was a lifeguard.
Oh, come on. That's genetic. That's not going to happen to me.
Won't it? Or has it already started to happen?
Wow, look at this. We're cleaning up.
Oh, Reuben, get me another tray of low-fat cranberry.
Excuse me. I'm Rebecca De Mornay from the homeless shelter.
Oh, hi.
Are you the ones leaving those muffin pieces behind our shelter?
You've been enjoying them?
They're just stuffs.
Well, they're perfectly edible.
Oh, so you just assume that the homeless will eat them? They'll eat anything?
No, we just started.
I know what you thought. They don't have homes. They don't have jobs. What do they need the top of a muffin for? They're lucky to get the stuff.
If the homeless don't like them, the homeless don't have to eat them.
The homeless don't like them.
Fine.
We've never gotten so many complaints. Every 2 minutes, where's the top of this muffin? Who ate the rest of this?
We were just trying to help.
Why don't you just drop off some chicken skins and lobster shells?
I think I might.
I can't believe you found something so quickly. How much you pay?
$2,300.
Ouch, a month?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's all right for now, but if you stay here more than a few months, you're a real sucker.
Yeah, well, I got lots of other stuff to show you, too. Where do you see the plum job that I landed, huh?
Yeah, we should let this place air out anyway. It smells like the last time it had monkeys or something.
Okay, coming up on the right, if you glance up, you'll just make out my bedroom window. It's the one that's covered in chicken wire.
Hey, if you're the real Peterman, how come you're wearing those ratty clothes?
What? Well, they're not very romantic.
Well, that's your opinion.
The Three Musketeers, they're rather small. Forget it.
Okay, Newman's postal route is around here somewhere.
Who's Newman? Who cares?
Hey, Faye Peterman, let me off. I'm nauseous.
Don't have this, Caddy Bob.
Everyone just settle down. Okay, we got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time. Okay, long as this place of worship is right on the right here.
Why do I have to go on the tour? Jerry, you're a minor celebrity. You know, if you go on this thing, it could create a minor stir. Come on, you bring that little girlfriend of yours, and I'll only charge you $60.
Hey. How's business?
Oh, I got stump troubles. The sanitation department won't get rid of them all. I can't get a truck to haul this stuff until next week. Meanwhile, I'm sitting on a mountain of stumps.
All right. I got to hose the puke off the floor of the bus.
Bus? Wait a minute. Bus? You got a bus?
Yeah.
You got any room on that thing?
Yeah, there are a few seats still available.
Do you think you could transport some stumps for me? I'll make it worth your while.
Well, if they don't mind sitting in the back.
No, they don't.
Are they war veterans?
Wow! This is your office?
Oh, hello. Sorry, George, I got a girl in here. I have a symbol on the doorknob, like a necktie or a sock or something. Come on, help me out.
Mr. Steinberg, I would like to thank you for taking the chance on a hen supervisor at Tyler Chicken, like our boy George here.
Hen supervisor from Tyler Chicken?
Yeah, it's very nice for her to have met you.
Wait a minute, George.
You're right, maybe. Look, Mr. Steinbrenner.
Who mining for Tyler Chicken? Pretty impressive, George. Days with the New York Yankees and nights in Arkansas with a top flight bird out. And a hen supervisor to boot. Blown away. Hello, George.
You know, when you make a pizza bagel, you really shouldn't use cinnamon raisin.
You also shouldn't use a donut.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Peterman Reality Tour.
Turn music on.
Can we just go?
And go we will.
What is this? It's a pound cake.
Well, we have a bonus ultra-reality stop today. We're going to be hauling muffin stumps to the local repository.
We're going to a garbage dump?
And we're off.
You know, I never thought he'd be able to recreate the experience of actually knowing him, but this is pretty close.
Don Tyler, George Steinbrenner here. I want to talk about George Costanza. I understand he's been dividing his time between us and you. I cannot have that.
Well, I don't know who he is, but if you want him that bad, I'm not giving up that easy.
Oh, is that so? Playing a little hardball, huh, Donny boy?
How about this? You give me Costanza. I convert your concessions to all chicken, no charge. Instead of hot dogs, chicken dogs. Instead of pretzels, chicken twists. Instead of beer, alcoholic chicken.
How do you make that alcoholic chicken?
I look for it. It's like anything else.
That stuff sounds great. All right, I'll have Costanza on the next bus.
Hey. Where do you think you're going?
Well, I was
going
to dump this.
Doesn't look like garbage.
Well, it's muffin stumps.
Where are the muffin tops?
This is a garbage dump. Just let me dump it.
Can't do it.
It's a joke.
That's what I like to know about it.
Pretty heavy beard, don't you?
What's that?
Well, look, it's almost time for you to shave again.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, maybe I will take it up with Consumer Affairs.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're in for an additional treat. We're going to extend the tour at no extra charge.
Where are we going?
I don't know. No more questions.
The New York Yankees traded you for a bunch of Tyler Chicken.
Dogs, twists, kind of fermented chicken drink.
Hey, aren't you the guy I asked to watch my clothes?
What clothes?
These clothes, the ones you're wearing.
Come on, how much longer? My chest hair's going back and it's itching me like crazy. I can't let her see me scratch it. Well, don't worry. I got a good feeling about this dump. I'm losing it.
I can't sit on this bus anymore. I think I'll go play with that dog.
I don't know where the tops are!
That feels good.
There's something about Kraft cheese.
Oh, hey, you looking for George?
Yes. He's been in the bathroom a while. You might want to check on him.
Jerry, you gotta finish the ball. I lost my job with the Yankees. I'm standing in a men's room on 43rd Street in my underpants.
I told you this city would eat you alive.
What is this guy again?
They call him a cleaner. He makes problems go away.
Hello, Elaine? Where are they?
In the back.
All right. I'm going to need a clean 8-ounce glass.
What is going on here?
If I'm curt, then I apologize. But as I understand it, we have a situation here. And time is of the essence.